Good morning. My guest this morning is Diane Bailey from the Raven Players. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Roland.
The headline of this piece of paper I have before me says, Still Relevant, Diary of Anne Frank at the Raven Players.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think this play has been relevant since it was written in 1955.
Yes.
And this is the adaptation that was done in 1997. And this particular adaptation adds a lot more from her diary in reference to her relationship with her mother and her sister. And also the ending has been changed. It's a lot more intense, powerful. I think it. One of the quotes from one of the critics was, it brings back the terror.
Oh,
yes. So that is definitely there. And it's wonderful that the character of Anne is so bright and enthusiastic and excited in the beginning of the play, that sort of, at least you get pulled into that and her enthusiasm for life in the beginning.
Who is the actress who's playing Anne Frank?
Her name is Claire Lenz. And she is from the South Bay, I think south of San Francisco, actually.
So she's
traveling a bit. I think her parents are staying up here for the rehearsal process and the run.
But, is she approximately the same age as Anne Frank was during
Time? She's older than 13, which is where the play starts. Anne is 13. And then she, when it ends, she's 15. So, yes, I think Claire's 15, 15 and a half.
And how large is the cast?
It's 10 people.
Uh-huh.
We've tried, the set designer, I think, has done a wonderful designing the set, which is very crowded. We're trying to make it as realistic as possible as what the annex, which they called that room, was. And I've been there, and I've been to the museum.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's fascinating. And one of the reasons I wanted to do this play.
Is this a play you would do again, do you think? Do you feel like it's going to be part of your own repertoire?
I don't know if I would do it again. It is definitely, I'm very interested in the Holocaust and that theme. I directed a play entitled Shayna Madel about 15 years ago here, and we had Holocaust survivors come and talk to our cast. And it was quite profound.
I think I remember that.
Yes, quite profound. And so I love the story and the vitality of telling the story over and over and over again. It must be kept alive and vital, and that's the reason that I wanted to do it.
Do you know whether or not Anne Frank is taught in schools?
It was when I was a youngster, but that's quite some time
right,
ago.
That's right.
So I don't know if it is taught in school anymore. It's a shame if it isn't. Because
really?
I really think, especially in our current political turmoil in this
yes,
country,
indeed.
That it is very important to see this. It's always important to keep the story alive, like I said. But
no, I totally agree with
yes.
you. I note also that youth under 18 will be admitted free of charge.
That's great.
That is really wonderful.
Well, they need to see the story. I mean, that's how we keep these stories alive, obviously. They need to be passed on from generation to generation. And what a wonderful way to do it in a theatrical experience where youth can relate to the young actors on stage, the characters on stage, they're their age. It's wonderful to be able to do that and to give our youth a little idea of what really happened.
Well, millennials, as they're called.
Yes.
So often are learning about things that they find it very difficult to have connection with.
Yes.
And something like this.
Oh,
to
absolutely.
To see a young person their age in the situation that Anne Frank found herself in. Diane, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And let's tell people that The Diary of Anne Frank will be starting at the Raven Theater on April 7th, playing through April 23rd. For tickets and information, 433-6335, raventheater.org, and also Copperfield Books in Healdsburg and Santa Rosa, and Pages in Windsor. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.